God bless the man and woman, and tool them to fill the earth, to subdue it and have dominion over every living thing upon it. And God looked upon everything he had made and declared that it was very good. When the flood swept away that violent generation, Noah passed through the waters inside the ark. And when the waters receded, he walked out upon the same earth God had cleansed. When Lot was led out of Sodom, fire and brimstone destroyed the city behind him. The wicked city was removed in judgment, while Lot remained alive upon the land. At the Red Sea, Israel walked through the waters. Upon the dry ground, the Lord prepared. The sea returned upon those who pursued them, and Israel stood safely on the other side. When you are in tribulation, and all these things come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord and obey His voice, if you seek Him with all your heart and soul, you will find Him. Evil doors will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the earth. The meek will inherit the earth, and the righteous will dwell in it forever. The upright will dwell in the land, and the perfect will remain in it. The righteous will never be removed. The righteous always remain. Job asked how often the lamp of the wicked is put out, how often their destruction comes upon them. They are like stubble before the wind, like chaff that the storm carries away. Then God spoke from the whirlwind, the morning taking hold of the ends of the earth, so that the wicked might be shaken out of it. The earth is turned like clay beneath a seal, and its features stand out like a David walked through the valley of the shadow of death, because the Lord was there with him. 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it would not come near you. Only with your own eyes will you look and see the reward of the wicked. It will be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors will be rooted out of it. Evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the earth. The meek will inherit the earth, and the righteous will dwell in it forever. The upright will dwell in the land, and the perfect will remain in it. The righteous will never be removed. The righteous always remain. Do not fear sudden terror, or the desolation of the wicked when it comes. The Lord will be your confidence, and keep your foot from being taken. Enter your chambers, shut your doors around you, and hide for a little moment until the indignation has passed. When you pass through the waters, He will be with you. The rivers will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flame will not kindle upon you. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth He has given to the children of men. As truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I will bring the third part through the fire and refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They will call upon my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. Day is coming that will burn like an oven, and all the proud and wicked will become stubble. But for those who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. They will go forth and tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes beneath their feet on that day. Evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the earth. The meek will inherit the earth, and the righteous will dwell in it forever. The upright will dwell in the land, and the perfect will remain in it. The righteous will never be removed. The righteous always remain. The Lord preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The righteous will receive their recompense in the earth. The righteous always remain.